people who suffer from concussions or traumatic brain injuries often feel sleepy, even when they get a good night's rest. New research shows that feeling can last for more than a year. It suggests a silent epidemic of sleep disorders among those with brain injuries, as NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Traumatic brain injuries, or TBIs, affect more than 2 million people a year in the U.S. alone. And studies show that about half of these people experience some sort of sleep disturbance while they're recovering. Lukas Imbach and a team of researchers at the University Hospital Zurich in Switzerland wanted to know how long these sleep problems last.
We guessed that they would persist quite for a long time, but nobody actually had looked into that in detail.
So the team studied the sleep patterns of 31 patients, 18 months after they'd sustained a traumatic brain injury. Then the scientists compared the sleep patterns of the TBI patients with those of 42 healthy people.
The main finding was that those patients just had a higher sleep need. They slept longer hours. So on average, they slept 1 hour more than healthy controls.
About 8 hours instead of seven. But Imbach says that didn't mean the TBI patients were well rested.
You might think that if you sleep more, then at least you're not sleepy anymore, but those patients are still sleepy during the day.
Tests showed that two-thirds of the TBI patients had excessive daytime sleepiness. Imbach says the results, if they are replicated in larger groups, could mean that traumatic brain injuries are responsible for long-term sleep problems in millions of people. Imbach says this is especially troubling because his study found that most TBI patients were unaware that the injury had changed their sleep patterns.
Even if you confront them with our findings, the patients themselves, they're really surprised.
And so are some doctors who treat patients with traumatic brain injuries.
I typically rely upon patients' reports of their symptoms.
Brian Edlow is a neurologist at Massachusetts General Hospital.
After reading this study, the question now arises, is it sufficient to only rely upon patients' reporting of symptoms of daytime sleepiness or disturbed sleep-wake cycles? There may be other tools that we need to detect sleep-wake disturbances in this patient population.
Edlow, who wrote an editorial accompanying the study, says some TBI patients may need to be evaluated in a sleep lab, even if they say they are fine.
Excessive daytime sleepiness can decrease people's productivity at work or at school. It's one of the most common complaints that people have, and it's one of the most frustrating symptoms because it's so difficult to treat.
Daytime sleepiness can also make it unsafe to do things like drive a car. What is making the TBI patients in this study sleepy is a mystery. Edlow says in severe injuries, the forces are so great that they actually tear apart circuits deep inside the brain.
And it's the disruption of these circuits that is believed to cause sleep-wake disturbances in patients who have had a traumatic brain injury.
Extra sleep may help the brain repair the damage. But the long-term sleep disturbances in this study aren't helping that process. And Edlow says the study found sleep problems occurred even when the injuries were relatively minor.
And so there may be some other mechanism at work that is causing sleep-wake disturbances in these patients with milder forms of injury.
Edlow says the challenge now is to figure out what that mechanism is. The new study appears in the journal Neurology. John Hamilton, NPR News.